you have your Bibles, would you turn with me into Psalms? Let's go to chapter 46. Psalms 46. I don't know how you all do, like when you study your Bible, read through it. You know, everybody tries to read through it once a year, so maybe go twice a year or whatever. And actually, I'll pick out a book. I mean, I don't start like Genesis all the way through Revelation, but eventually I get all the books and I will read them. But what I've been doing lately is I'm reading Psalms and Proverbs together. So I'll read two or three chapters of Psalms and I'll read two or three chapters of Proverbs. And my goodness, it's fed my soul. It has fed my soul. I want to teach this morning, the Lord help me to help you, on God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Look now at chapter 46, Psalms, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we what?
Fear.
We will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That's saying something. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She, talking about the church, Zion, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I wrote this morning as an introduction. I done all of my study yesterday to get my lesson together, Brother Jamie. And I got up this morning, I thought, like, I want to write an intro to this. Now, if you keep up with the news at all, and I don't like to keep up with a bunch of it because it will drag you down watching and hearing everything that's going on. But at times, I will get the headlines and I'll read what's going on the world scene. If you look around you, the news you see and hear, our world is unsteady.
Yeah.
My Lord, it's a dangerous place anymore, Brother Anthony.
Yeah.
The earth, the world. Natural disasters breaking all-time records. Some parts of our country, devastating floods. Heavy rains washing people's homes away. And all their possessions. While several other states in the Midwest are experiencing such severe drought, the reservoirs are drying up.
Oh, God.
The fields and the crops cannot grow because there's no rain. Think about it. News clips says that food prices will skyrocket. Hurricanes are getting worse in magnitude, battering our coastlines. Outbreaks of tornadoes getting worse each year, destroying whole neighborhoods. Outbreaks of wildfires caused by lightning because of dry drought seasons. Over 100 burning fires at one time in 3 different states, most of them in California. Millions being spent to fight the flames and to save people's homes and possessions. Mud and landslides burying roads and residential neighborhoods. Earthquakes are increasing in magnitude, rattling our whole globe.
Yeah.
Cracks in the earth's crust, its surface, many feet deep as the plates grind and shift beneath our feet. People running in fear. They cannot sleep at night. Sinkholes are now appearing in the earth everywhere, swallowing up houses, buildings, roads, and even golf courses. Scientists say that there's 1,500 volcanoes in and around this earth. Many are on the sea floor and the ocean floor. As the earth rotates and spins, the earthquakes are jolting these volcanoes to life. As of May the 6th, there are now 47 active volcanoes spewing ash and steam. They're coming to life, molten lava 2,000 degrees hot, flowing from their mouth, coming down the mountainsides, melting and scathing and burning everything in its path. St. Vincent's volcano exploded in eruption, and 500,000 people had to evacuate their homes on the Caribbean island because of the toxic gases. They say the earth and the ground under all of these volcanoes are rumbling and shaking. People are running to escape, and they're praying and crying out to God. Burning ashes falling from the sky, hiding the light of the sun. What's going on, preacher? It's the last days. It's the last day signs right before Jesus comes. The earth is a groaning. The earth, she's in travail. Oh, Lord. She's reeling a to and fro like a drunkard because the transgressions are heavy upon it. We are seeing God's judgments because of man's sins. It's going to get worse. Man has forgotten God, their creator, and turned their back on him. And all of creation is a suffering. The question is, what do you do in times like these? And I tell you this morning, what you can do in a time like this, you can run to Jesus, the rock of your salvation, and run into the arms of God, and he'll hold you secure. I tell you, we don't have to fear. Though the mountains crumble and tumble dead into the sea, there is a river that maketh glad the city of God. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Hallelujah. And he'll put his power inside of you and sustain you in times like this.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Stay with me a while. Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God he saved me from the wrath to come. What we are experiencing in our world, and we can see it all around us, all over the globe, we are seeing God's judgments.
Right.
Because of man's sins.
Yes. Right.
The greater man's iniquity and the greater man's sins, greater in proportion are the select judgments that God sends. You know why? It's to let people and shake them to their senses that they need to call on God. That's why.
Yes.
That's right.
You never know that you need God so bad until everything's falling around you. People's are running, trying to escape. And you know what they're doing? They're praying, God help us, God help us, God help us.
Yes.
They're praying to the Lord, they're praying to the Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus, Brother Chuck, is right on our doorstep. He is so near. Holy, 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 holy.
Right.
God, the Lord, is it coming so soon?
Yes.
Do you know God's my refuge? How many can say he's my refuge too, Brother Tommy? He's my refuge. Do you really, 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 really know what a refuge is?
Yeah.
What is a refuge? It's a shelter. A place to run to for protection in the time of trouble and in the time of storm. A refuge is a place that you know that you're safe from harm. A refuge is your hiding place where you know that you are secure in Jesus. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. The arrows that fly by day, hallelujah. The evil that's all around you. God said, you're mine, and I will preserve you, and I will keep you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many knows he's the keeper of our life and our soul? Our life is in his hand. Thank you, Lord. I wrote at the house how many times I've been that close to death. I've marked them down, Brother Jamie, up at 42 years. Up there in the nickel plant special metals. Even on the road, there's different times that I come a hair being snapped out of life, facing death face to face. And right in the nick of time, right in the nick of time, God delivered me, threw up his hand, and he saved me. Mm-hmm. We worked the ESR furnaces up there, and we'd melt that metal, and we'd have to heat it up to 3,200 degrees, the flux. The flux, we put it in a ladle. I push it over there through these big old electrodes and run the electrodes down in it. And we heat that flux up. And it gets a bright white hot that you could not look into it. It blinds you. 3,200 degrees. Have all of the gear on, the gloves on and everything. At times I would run that big old kettle over there. Pull the lid back on it. Push the button on that thing, and it just, you had to wear dark glasses like that, and that was so bright you could not look into it, and feel that ladle full of that hot flux. Crane drop driver, he would go up, he'd run it up there to pour it into the top of the furnace to start melting the metal. Sometimes when you pour all of that oak into the open top of that big crucible, down into the bottom of it would explode. I'm talking about 3,200 degrees. And sometimes when the operator turned the power on that furnace, he would wait. He would wait until we poured it in there, and he would turn the power on. One day I was in there. I had just poured it in to the top of that big crucible. And I thought of something that I had forgot. I come running down the steps and went over, I guess, 50 foot away or more, at least 50 foot away, to get something I had forgotten. It was a bucket of grease. And as soon as I had run down from that platform to get it, it exploded. Usually I would always be standing right there where the controls are, where that big furnace was. I would always be standing there. When it blew, it caught everything on fire. Those big leads of this electric coming into the top of that furnace, it caught everything on fire. The place where I normally would be standing was covered with hot, molten lava. It melted everything on that platform. Who was it that put it in my mind to run down there and get that grease? The operator said, Tommy said, you normally would be standing up there. I said, yeah, I know, but it came in my mind so fast and everything for me to run down and get that bucket of grease. I had set it right there in the walkway, about 50 foot away. Go, whoo, and it just shook that whole building. Can we say thank you, Lord, for the times I did not know and you had protected me, Lord?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes our delays are divine delays. Did you know that?
Yes.
Because God sees, like Brother Jason said, he's got an all-seeing eye, Brother Charlie. He looks out ahead of us. God's got 20/20 vision that can go to the end of this earth. God knows where you are. He knows what you face. Lord, have mercy. He holds me secure.
Yes.
Can you say he holds me, Brother Tommy? I know there's times in my life I could have died and been snapped out, but the Lord Jesus held me. He held me. I could have went down, but my God held me up. Praise the Lord forever.
Glory.
Oh, a refuge.
Thank God.
A place, a shelter that you can run to.
Yes.
Can I ask us, where and who is that refuge in the time of trouble, distress?
Oh,
who do you run to? Where is your hiding place? Have you got one?
Where's your hiding?
Do you know where it's at?
Come on.
Hebrews 6 says that God has given his children promises that we have in him a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge and laid hold upon him. In that refuge, there's hope. And that hope is an anchor of the soul that is sure and steadfast. Praise the Lord. Psalms 9:9, the Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed.
Yes.
Oh, God. Come on.
This goes in stages right here. It's not in my notes. When you get discouraged, something don't go right, things are happening bad, you put your heart into something, or you have a wish, or you have a dream, or whatever, and you suffer some kind of a, you feel like it's a letdown.
Yeah.
It wasn't fulfilled like you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
What you hoped, and what you reached, and what you worked for, it just didn't pan out, and it didn't work. People let you down. Circumstances, sometimes they just take air out of you.
Yep.
You hope, and you reach, and you pray, but yet the trial comes, and after a while, time is an essence.
Yeah.
When time drags on for a while, and it drags on, you tend to get discouraged.
Right.
Listen, discouragement will open up a door in your mind for you to get depressed. That's the next stage down. It first starts with discouragement.
Right.
You're discouraged.
Right.
Depression sets in, and then really you feel a sinking in, a sunken place in your soul. You're depressed. It seems like nothing thrills you. Nothing's exciting anymore because you're depressed.
Yes.
You go through life. And you just go through it. You've lost something. I ought to feel him. You've lost something that you hoped in.
Yes.
Something's broken down. Something don't work.
Right.
And you become depressed.
Yep. Right.
Listen, it goes in stages. If you don't get victory over that, my Lord, I feel him.
Yep.
What we need to do is run to God, take all of our problems to him, every hurt, every pain, every letdown, and say, "Dear Jesus, you're the same. You never change, Lord. You never change. This world changes. People change. The government changes. Come on. This world is fickle. This world's going down. But my eyes are up on God. He's real. He's still faithful. He's still good. I can put my faith in him. He won't let me down. Circumstances will let you down. You got to tune your mind and your heart and say, Lord, you know what is best. And I know if I'm saved and I'm a praying and I love you and I'm a serving you, it'll all work out. I feel the Lord. It'll work out in the end. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. He holds me secure. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, as being your teacher this morning, I haven't let things discourage me. And it felt like I was going down in sinking sand. But I would go back and I'd say, Lord, you're the solid rock. You're the one, Lord, that I need to run to. You're my refuge in the time of trouble. You're a present help, oh God.
Amen.
Catch it. Catch this thing before it goes too far. I'm talking to us.
Come on.
Depression after a while, after you water it and you water it and you look at the bad and you look at the negative and you look at the dark and you look at what's wrong. Oh, it'll go into depression. Depression, depression. And after a while, you're just existing. Come on now. The feeling of God is gone. You can't feel anything. The joy of the Lord, it seems it just leaked out of your life. You're depressed. You're depressed. You go through. You just go through the motions. You're like you're in a rut. Listen to me. If you don't get a handle on this, if you don't get a handle on this and run it to God as hard as you can go and praise him, worship him, love him, get in his word and read his word and stand on his promises, the depression will turn into oppression.
Amen.
Right.
Glory to God.
When you're oppressed, you'll do the craziest things.
Good, brother.
You will.
Yeah.
When you're oppressed, your mind, becomes a battlefield, the thoughts of the enemy, and he comes and he shows you all the wrong, all the bad. He pulls you, he pulls your mind, and all that you can think of is the bad. And you become obsessed with that. You can't get over that. You're obsessed. The enemy controls your spiritual life then. When you get oppressed, then the devil opens up the door till the devil comes in and obsesses you. I'm talking about children of God, God's own children, not possessed. But I'm telling you, the devil and the powers of hell and the lying spirits can come to you and obsess you and control you with a thought life of negativism, pessimism, that you can't see any good. Nothing good's coming out of it. Lord God Almighty, help us this morning. Pull it down. I said, pull the discouragement down and run to the rock. I said, run to Jesus. Don't let it go too far. Don't let it go too far.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
You're right.
A Christian cannot be, a true Christian cannot be possessed by the devil.
Right.
But I tell you one thing, he can sure obsess you to the point that you do crazy things.
Yeah.
Crazy things. You don't think right. You don't do right.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you give up on God in a time like this, in an evil time that we're living in, if you give up on God, the Bible said when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, that old unclean spirit, it'll walk through dry places seeking rest. And when it finds none, it'll come back to that house. And when it comes back to that house, it'll find that house, that spiritual house of your heart and your mind. He will find it empty, swept, and garnished. There's no power there. There's no resistance there. There's no more conviction there. The Spirit of God is gone. He's lifted away because we've turned away from the Lord. And we went back, right back where God brought us out of. Went right back to the world and began to serve the devil again. I'm telling you, you better catch it right now. Hallelujah. The discouragement goes to depression. Depression to oppression. And oppression will go to obsession. My Lord, you don't know what's up or what's down. And people give up in a time like this and quit fighting. And they turn bitter and blame God. My Lord in heaven. Hallelujah. It ain't God's fault. We live in a broken world. We live in a trying time. We live in an age of evil. It's on every hand around us. Don't let it get its hand on you.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory.
Mom, you got it.
You're right, but
Mom.
I come in here yesterday, studying this. Mary was sitting there in the recliner, and I came from my study all the way in here. I told her what I was going to teach on. I don't have this to happen often, but the Holy Ghost come through many years ago through her mommy, saying, son, I have put the fire in your left hand. I have put it in your left hand, my anointing in your left hand, to let you know when you feel it, that my presence is near and you're in my will. When I come down that hallway, Brother Jamie, and I come into the living room, I said, babe, I said, I feel the Lord. I said, God has given me a message on God is our refuge. And when I began to tell her that, that left hand began to burn, and it felt like somebody else's hand. I said, can you see it? She said, honey, I can't see nothing. I said, my hand's on fire. I said, the anointing and the presence of God is in that left hand as a confirmation. You're here this morning, and God has sent this message to you to let you know, don't ever forget Jesus. He's the rock of your salvation. You can run to him and be saved in a time like this. Well, praise the Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Well, you're real. He's alive. He's a preserver of men's souls. He is a keeper. He goes before me. Hallelujah. He's always at my right hand side. I'm glad that the blood of Jesus is over me. Well, praise the Lord. I'm cleansed.
Glory, glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I got plummet. away from my nose.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on.
Psalms 9:9, the Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed.
Amen.
Come on, look at me. Knowledge is power.
Amen.
Woo! You get in the Word of God and hide it in your heart and meditate upon it day and night, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you bring forth your fruit in its season. Your leaf also will not wither. And whatsoever you do, it will prosper. Hallelujah, I want to be planted. I want to be planted by the rivers of water. Get the Word of God and read it and pray every day, and God will keep you.
Yes. Amen.
Knowledge is power. When you get in there, God will give you discernment. Woo! If we ever needed discernment in this hour to separate what's bad from what's good and what's acceptable to God, what ain't acceptable to Him, to really get in there and get the mind of the Lord for our life, the devil will destroy us.
Right.
Yes, He
will. He'll defeat us.
Yes, come on.
Oh, Lord. Right here, I feel the Lord right here. We need to control our thought life. And the only way I can do it is take it into the Word of God. My son, attend to my word. Incline thine ear unto my sins. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto them that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Woo! There's healing for the mind. There's healing for the body. There's healing for the soul. And it's in God's Word.
Yes,
raise your little hand right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Give me wisdom, Lord. Give me discernment. Let me know that not all thoughts that come into my mind is from God. Yes. Not every one of them. We fight doubts. We fight fears. We fight all kind of spirits. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My
Lord, hallelujah. Robert Tommy.
Oh, yes. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble.
Yes,
listen. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee.
Yes.
For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee.
Yes.
Glory to God. I go to the rock, like the gospel song that says, where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when there's no one else to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know that He's able. I go to the rock of my salvation. Where do I go when the storms of life are threatening? Who do I turn to when the winds of sorrow blow? There is a refuge in the time of tribulation. And when I need a shelter, and when I need a friend, I go to the rock of my salvation. When all the earth around me is seeking sand, on Christ a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, and when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I said I go to the rock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God forevermore. This will run the devil plumb out of honey till we get a hold of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sweet man.
This ain't bigger than I am, brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you something here just in a minute. Y'all hang on here. Like the song we sing in our Redback songbook, where could I go? Tell me, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord?
Yeah.
I love you, can we love you? I love you, Jesus. Oh, glory. There was one time a great multitude. Jesus was teaching them, and they were disciples. They were following him. And a lot of them, when he began to really teach and open up to the Word of God and begin to tell them what it would take to get to heaven and please God, many of that crowd, they turned. And Jesus was telling them, you got to put God first. You got to love him and serve him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And it got too hard for them. And many of them turned and walked away. And Jesus turned to his 12 disciples. He said, will you go away also? And Peter spoke up. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. I tell you, there's life in Jesus. There's life in the Word of the living God. There's keeping power and there's delivering power in the Word of God this morning.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
I tell you, everybody in this house, including me, we need to start seeking God and His face more and more and more. Pray until you pray through. Pray until you break the flesh barrier and get into the Spirit of God and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, Praise God.
Jesus.
I'm going to jump right here. I didn't know all this would go this direction.
Come on. Jesus.
I want to tell you a dream God gave me.
Come on.
He gave me a dream to warn me of what was coming.
Yeah.
This dream that I had, very vivid, full color, sound and all, it took place July the 4th, 2011. It's not very many days from now, it'll be 10 years ago. When I had the dream, I woke up immediately and I wrote it. If you don't write some things down, when God speaks them to you, you'll lose them forever, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got up and I grabbed my pen, Brother Scotty, and I began to write. Mary and I, I'll never forget this dream when God gave it. Mary and I set out our lawn chairs in the driveway to watch John Ray, our neighbor, set off fireworks. Listen, celebrating our nation's independence. Celebrating America's freedoms. Ain't that amazing? God would time it that way. When the fireworks were over, we put up our lawn chairs and went inside the house. Later, we went to bed, and somewhere it was after 3 a.m., the dream was so vivid and so real, I was in the dream living it. I was watching everything play out in this dream. In the dream, listen close, Mary and I were out somewhere and we were trying to get back home. It wasn't just our natural home in the double wide. But in the dream, it was heaven that we were trying to get to. But there was muddy floodwaters had overflowed the creeks and the rivers. The muddy waters rose till they were covering all of the land and the roads. As the muddy waters kept rising, I saw water coming underneath people's homes. It was coming through from under their foundation. Waters. Anytime, listen to me, anytime you have a dream of muddy water or flood waters, it means trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble. Trouble. Mark it down.
Right.
This water was coming through under people's homes, from under their foundation. In the dream, I saw a man down on his knees looking back under his house, watching the water rise up, seeping through his foundation. The dream changed. It was so lifelike and vivid. I was then inside of a church, Brother Scotty. I saw water starting to break through the ceiling in different places. It started in a small streams. I hollered at the man that was the pastor if he knew. I said, "Brother," I said, "how's the water getting in your church?" I said to him, "Do you know where the floodwaters are coming in out and how?" I then saw a member of his church. He was a young man. He was running back and forth in the congregation, looking up to find out how the water was getting in so he could try to stop it. When I saw this, then the dream changed, and Mary and I were high up above the ground. We were looking down at it. The floodwaters kept on rising and covering the whole land. We were on our way home. We were on our way trying to get to heaven. It was like the Lord in the dream, Sister Dottie. He lifted us both up and we were soaring through the air like an eagle. We came over a neighborhood and I looked down and I saw a woman trying to climb up a bank to get to higher ground. She was clawing at the ground and pushing to climb the steep bank. In the dream, there was debris and there was garbage everywhere, and it was an unclean mess all across the landscape. We came over the roofs of apartment buildings where a bunch of young people gathered outside as the waters was rising. They looked up at us, mocking and jeering. One of them said, "You all come down with the rest of us." In the dream, I said loudly, I said, "No, I'm not coming down." There was a whole bunch of young people watching us. As they looked up, they wondered how that we were floating and soaring above it all of the muddy water. I felt God's power in the dream. Hallelujah. And I started preaching to them. I said, this is the anointing of God. You can't do it without the Holy Ghost. You are sinners and you are sinning. It was then that I heard the beautiful singing like a choir of voices. When I awoke, the joyous tune lingered all the morning, and the dream remained with me. I'll never forget it. It's still vivid today. Listen, that dream will be 10 years old next month on July the 4th. It has spiritually come to pass and is coming to pass. A lot has happened in our ungodly government and in our society since God gave me that dream on Independence Night. If you're not in Christ the Rock, you better run hard and fast as you can and get in Him. Your time is running out. Can't you see spiritually the condition of our society? The devil is a swallowing our youth. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Come on. You're right, but
oh, God. Yes.
Woo.
Come on.
You know what makes a good, real good, safe refuge of a holiness church? Is preaching the unadulterated, pure, holy word of the living God.
Come on, brother.
It'll sanctify you. It'll set you apart. It'll make you a worthy candidate of heaven. Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. Listen, in that dream, the creeping, muddy floodwaters of lust and sin. That's what God was showing me. He's coming right in the church. I said, the devil and this lust and uncleanness and this corruption is coming right into many, many, many churches and taking people out. Satan's influence is pulling, it's enticing, it's luring and dragging people right out of the ark of safety and away from God. Can't you see the muddy, filthy waters arising in our generation? It's coming right in people's homes. It's coming right in the churches, and people can't even see it. Hallelujah. Ain't even aware of it. That the work of the devil, oh God, the pollution and the corruption. God's just saying, run to a higher ground, raise your hand and praise Him.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on.
Thank
you, Lord.
Woo! Lord God Almighty, this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, flee youthful lust. I looked that word up, flee. Hallelujah, Brother Jason. And the Greek meaning of that word flee means to run from, as in terror. You're scared plumb half to death of sin. You don't want it to get a hold of you. You don't want one finger of the devil on you. You don't want the hand of the world on you. So you flee as in terror to get away from it. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Hallelujah. The very God will sanctify you, spirit, soul, and mind and body. He'll keep you. How many wants to be kept this morning? Run to Jesus. I said, run to your refuge. Come on now.
Yes.
Sister Dottie, though, those waters are, I tell you, I'm talking about, it's a spiritual dream that I had. You look out there and everything's dry right now, but there is a spiritual flood, my friend. It's all around us. It's a spiritual, sinful flood. It's coming right in people's homes.
Yeah.
It's coming right into churches, and people don't have enough discernment to see it.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, God. Robert.
Oh, God.
Come on. Oh, God, help us.
David said in Psalms 18, listen, death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men, floods made me afraid. It's the ungodliness of men's sins. Psalms 32, 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. When you have dreams like this, God's a warning you. It's a representing trouble, and you run to Jesus. Listen to the psalmist's plea in Psalms 57 and 1 as she comes to the end. I won't hold you any longer. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Is there a safe place? Can I ask you all this one? Is there a safe place until all the calamities be overpassed? Yes. Oh, David, where can we go? Where can we go, sweet psalmist? Where is that safe place? It's in the house of God in Christ the rock. Psalms 18, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust. I'll close right here. Cause me to escape. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually, continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Would you stand with me? Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
When there's
how many wants
no
a closer walk with the Lord here this morning? How many wants to draw nigh to God? Draw me, Lord, draw me. The world's getting more evil, more corrupt. I don't know what we'll face before we get out of here. But right now's the time to get anchored. Come on, let's pray. Everybody in the house, let's pray and say, God, anchor me. God, strengthen me. Let me be settled, steadfast, rooted and grounded, God, in your love. Hallelujah, in your holy word. Cry to me, children, cry.
Go into the storm and the big winter. Run into the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, oh, Christ,
that's solid ground.
shelter and a need a friend, I go to the rock. Now where do I hide?
Yes, Jesus.
Till my life's storms have all passed over, where do I lean on? When the winds of sorrow threaten, is there a refuge?
Yes, there's a refuge.
In the
glory.
When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go into the storm that the builders rejected. Run into the mountains and the mountains.
Run to it, run to it. Spiritually run to Jesus, Lord.
When the earth all around me is sinking sand, and stolen rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation.
Tell him, church. Tell him, church. Reach to him. Let him pull you back into the cleft of the rock.
The mountains stand, the mountain stands for me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, oh Christ, that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter,
when I need a friend, I go to
the rock. Now where do I go?
Oh Jesus.
When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When there's nobody there to listen, who do I lean on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock.
Tell him, church, reach to
him. Run into the mountains and the mountains stand for me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, oh Christ, that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
I'm safe in Jesus.
Run into the mountains and the mountains. Stand for me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, oh Christ, that
solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter,
when I need a friend,
I go to the rock.